Exploring the use of a new power mobility training program for young children with cerebral palsy, a single subject research design Asia Catton 1, Genevieve Deost 1, 2, Resi Contardo 2, Paula W. Rushton 1, 2, 1 University of Montreal, 2 Marie, Enfant Rehabilitation Centre Montreal, Canada. Introduction: Children with cerebral palsy, Gross Motor Function Classification System, GMFCS, Levels 4 and V, do not have the motor skills to independently crawl, walk or propel a manual wheelchair, 1, full stop. Thus, they miss important self-mobility experiences necessary to acquire cognitive and psychosocial skills. One means of enabling self-produced locomotion for this population is through the use of power mobility, which has been shown to improve cognitive and perceptual skills and increase participation with their peers in everyday activities. 2. Despite the positive impacts of power mobility on developmental milestones, it is rarely introduced in the preschool years for children with severe impairments. 3. To promote its early introduction for children with severe impairments, a new training program entitled Initiating Power Mobility Training Among Young Children was recently developed. The primary objective of this study was to explore the effects of this new program on the acquisition of 4 foundational power mobility skills: cause and effect, stop and go, directional control and independent travel. The secondary objective of the study was to explore its effect on mobility related to participation, mastery motivation, social interaction and cognition. Methods designed: this study used a single subject multiple baseline across participants design. Participants and setting: we studied 3 volunteer parent-child dyads that were followed in the communication and assistive technology program at a pediatric rehabilitation center. Children were aged 25, 33 and 34 months. All had cerebral palsy with a GMFCS level of 4 and were dependent on an adult for mobility. None of them had experience using power mobility prior to the study. Informed consent was obtained from all participants. Outcome measures: quantitative data, foundational power mobility skills, 4 fundamental skills, that is, cause and effect, stop and go, directional control and independent travel, were assessed using a 4-point response scale. 0 equals does not attempt the ability to, 4 equals demonstrates the ability without physical help or prompt more than 90% of the time. Power mobility screen, PMS, assessed cognitive, 7 items, and motor, 10 items. Driving skills for children who have multiple, severe impairments and who use either a joystick or switch, S, to access a power mobility device. 4. It is scored on a 4-point response scale, 0 equals no attempt to 3 equals consistent in completing task. The Pediatric Evaluation of Disability Inventory Computer Adaptive Test, PEDICAT, measured abilities in 3 functional domains: daily activities, mobility and social cognitive. 5. It rates each item on a 4-point response scale, 0 equals unable to 4 equals easy. Only the mobility and social cognitive domains in the PEDICAT speedy version were completed for the study. Dimension of Mastery Questionnaire, DMQ, preschool version, a caregiver report that assessed both the instrumental and expressive aspects of mastery motivation on a 5-point scale, 1 equals not at all like this child to 5 equals exactly like this child. 6. Control measure, the number of triangular shape forms successfully placed on a board within 2 minutes. Qualitative data reinforcement assessment for individuals with severe disabilities, RAISD, collected data via structured interview with a caregiver regarding various categories of stimuli, visual, auditory, tactile, kinesthetic, that could be used as reinforcers for each participant in the intervention. Qualitative semi-structured interview, collected data pre- and post-training regarding the parents' perception of the power mobility training process, their expectations and their concerns. Interviews were recorded for qualitative data analyses. Logbook, used to compile data at every session regarding goals and training session information. For example, switch site, level of cooperation of the child, problems occurred, people present during training, equipment, the power mobility device, PMD. Used was an Invocare TDXSP with MK4 electronics and ASL control interface. Round switches were chosen due to the small amount of force needed for activation, less fine motor skills needed and auditory feedback when activated. 2 types of switches were used depending on the mounting location. AbleNet Spec switch were mounted on the headrest, that is Stealth Ultra or Autobot 3 pad headrest, and a Planet Body button switches were mounted on a tray for upper extremities access. The child custom multi-adjustable seating system from their stroller was installed on the PMD with straps to ensure a better body alignment and sitting posture. Procedure: the study involved 12 individual sessions over 3 different periods, baseline, intervention and follow-up. Figure 1 describes the study procedures. All sessions were conducted in an evaluation room of the Communication and Assistive Technology Program and a hallway of Rehabilitation Center and sometimes in a parking lot, weather permitting. Participants received 9 training sessions of 60 minutes over a 2-month period. The children were driving for approximately 30 minutes per session as the other 30 minutes served for positioning, switch mounting and resuming the session. Based on the information from the RAISD, an engaging environment was designed to motivate the child and parents were encouraged to participate in the training. The training method started with free exploration to goal-directed mobility. Play was incorporated in skills development of stop and go. Directional control and independent travel analysis scoring was done during and after the session using the recorded videos. A visual analysis of graphic data was used to assess change on the 4 foundational power mobility skills. Descriptive statistics were used to compare scores for the control measure, PEDI-CAT, PMS and DMQ. Qualitative interviews were analyzed using content analysis. Results switch control changed over the course of the intervention as the children mastered more driving skills. While all children started with hand access on a tray, they finished with 1-2 switches mounted on the headrest and 1-2 switches mounted on the tray for better motor accuracy. The number of triangular shape forms successfully placed on a board within 2 minutes, that is, control measure, remained none across all time points. All 3 children demonstrated a trend of improvement in all 4 foundational skills. The skills of cause and effect and independent travel were accomplished. Score of 4 by all 3 children by the end of training. The level of achievement of the stop and go and directional control skills varied among children and fluctuated for one child. Figures 2, 3 and 4 present participants' pre- and post-intervention scores on the targeted subscales of the DMQ-18 compared to the mean for typically developing preschoolers. Table 1 present scores for the PMS and PEDI-CAT pre- and post-intervention. Increase in scores was more observed on the PMS than the PEDI-CAT post-intervention. Score on the PEDI-CAT are missing for child A because of a technical problem with the assessment computer. The qualitative interviews were conducted with the mothers of the 3 children. The perception that their child was too young to begin the process of learning to use power mobility changed from pre to post intervention for all 3 mothers. The training program itself was appreciated by all mothers, especially that it was fun for their child. However, 2 mothers expressed concern about the frequency of the training sessions, as attending 1-2 sessions per week was difficult, given the constraints imposed by their work schedule combined with the management of their child's other health care appointments. Nonetheless, the mothers also shared their wish to continue with the power mobility training to continue to see both long and short term benefits discussion. This multiple single subject research project explored the effectiveness of the initiating power mobility training among young children program with 3 preschool, severely impaired children and their mother. Improvement in all 4 power mobility foundational skills and in PMS scores post-intervention suggests the effectiveness of this training program and highlights the capacity of pre-school children with severe mobility limitations to participate in a power mobility training program. Our findings confirm that of previous studies. 7-9. It also showed how parental perception can be modified regarding the introduction of power mobility at such an early age and the associated benefits for their child when involved in training. Additionally, this program highlights the effectiveness of certain training methods such as free exploration using turning function only, the incorporation of play and stop and go learning using the most reliable site for switch activation, that is, head or hand, and in goal-directed mobility. Results are contradicting in the DMQ-18. On one side, all 3 children exhibited lower scores in negative reaction subscales post-intervention, which means they expressed less negative reactions to failure. On the other side, they also all showed lower scores on the social persistence post-intervention, reflecting lower perseverance with social interactions with adults. Scores also varied among children regarding cognitive object persistence and mastery pleasure. There were a number of study limitations. For instance, the short time frame between pre and post assessment may have impacted the results for some measures. In terms of functional skills, no clinically relevant improvement was seen in the PEDI-CAT score post-intervention. Nevertheless, child B and child C showed improvement in the social and cognitive domain in terms of communicating with others. which could be a benefit from the power mobility training as described by other studies. 7-9. Finally, because of the study design used in the small sample, the level of evidence for the effect of the training program can't be generalized to all children with severe physical impairments. Conclusion: as the literature encourages the introduction of power mobility for young children with severe motor impairment, the type of training methods remains undefined. This initial research with severely impaired preschoolers can help to build evidence in the development of a more valid training program for preschoolers with severe impairments. References: 1. Polisano, R. J. Rosenbaum, P. Bartlett, D. Ann Livingston, M. H. 2008. Content: validity of the expanded and revised gross motor function classification system. Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. 50. 10. 744-750. 2. Rosen, L. Arva, J. Furumasu, J. Harris, M. Lange, M. L. McCarthy, E. Ansabat, A. 2009. Resnopposition on the application of power wheelchairs for pediatric users. Assistive technology. 21, 4, 218-226, 3, Livingstone, R., Anfield, D., 2014, Systematic Review of Power Mobility Outcomes for Infants, Children and Adolescents with Mobility Limitations, Clinical Rehabilitation, 28, 10, 954-964, 4, Bundinus, J., 2008, Pediatric Power Mobility Assessment and Training, Temple, TX. Communicate and Negotiate, LLC, 5, Dumas, H., M., Fragilipinkum, M., A., Rosen, E., L., Lombard, K., A., and Farrell, C., 2015, Pediatric Evaluation of Disability Inventory Computer Adaptive Test, PEDICAT, and Alberta Infant Motor Scale, AIMS, Validity and Responsiveness, Physical Therapy, 95, 11, 1559-1568, 6. Morgan, G., A., Liao, H., F., Niatre, Acute, Wang, S., Y., Wang, P., J., Blasco, P., and Josa, K., 2017, The Revised Dimensions of Mastery Questionnaire, DMQ18, for infants and preschool children with and without risks or delays in Hungary, Taiwan, and the U.S., Hungarian Educational Research Journal, 7, 2, 4867. 7. Jones, M. A. McEwen, I. R. and Nice, B. R. 2012. Effects of Power Wheelchairs on the Development and Function of Young Children with Severe Motor Impairments. Pediatric Physical Therapy. 24. 2. 131-140. 8. Kenyon, L. K. Ferris, J. Brockway, K. Hannum, N. and Proctor, K. 2015. Promoting Self-Exploration and Function Through an Individualized Power Mobility Training Program. Pediatric Physical Therapy. 27. 2. 200-206. 9. Furumasu, J. Garrett, P. and Teft, D. 1996. The Development of a Powered Wheelchair Mobility Program for Young Children, Technology and Disability. 5. 1. 41-48.